Good morning, everybody. It was an interesting thing last night. I know Riley and I went to a movie, watched a movie called Power Rangers. It was a really cool movie. And, you know, in that movie, it just highlighted a few points in that whole thing about love. And it was just very interesting points. And I want to turn to John chapter 15. Let's go to chapter 10, verse 10. Says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You know, I want to stop right there because you look at the type of love that Jesus loved us with and loved the disciples there that he's talking about there with was that he laid down his life for them. He laid down his life for them. And it was a very interesting thing in this movie because what you saw was that these guys were called to be Power Rangers, and they were, you know, they had issues. They were kids, young teenagers that had issues and got in trouble and all kinds of things. Okay, but it wasn't till they could, you know, morph or do any kind of battle or be of any use to the cause at hand until they learned love. And this love was that you laid down your life. You're willing to lay down and trade in your life for others. Now, it's very an interesting thing, and that was in a movie, and it was a thing. I don't know if that was the point they were trying to get to, but if you look, doesn't it say right here, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you? Okay, so if Jesus laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for what? The brother. For the brethren, for one another. Now, it's a very interesting point here, is because when you come down to just that truth, you know, I look at that. Am I willing? I mean, ask yourself this. I mean, you come into that knowledge of that truth there. Am I willing to lay down my life for another? And I'm not talking about sitting here and, you know, jumping in front of a bullet. But we know we looked at Romans 12, okay? I mean, it could be that, but look, I mean, we're talking about Romans 12 about being a living sacrifice. Willing to put your brethren first. Willing to do what it takes for the best for them. Are you there, you know? I mean, it's just a truth that we come to, and if we're not there, well, that's a place where we need to get to. Jesus also talks about, man, they will know you're my disciples by your what? Love for one another. Love for one another. Man, you want the best thing. You want what's best for your brother. And you want what's best for your sister. You want what's best for them. You don't want to see them beat down, hung up, trapped in the snares of whatever it is that keeps them from going forward in the Lord. You don't want that. You want what's best for them. You want to see them grow. You want to see them get everything they need to go forward yet in Him. And it's all about Him. And He writes these things to us so what? That His joy may remain in us and that our joy may be full. You know, I don't know about you, but man, there is no greater joy. There's no nothing else that is satisfying as the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. And you know, I was listening to Steve talk about a little bit there in Texas, how there is a genuine love for one another down there. And there's a joy amongst it. And he looks forward to going to dinner time and seeing everybody and chatting with one another. Man, that's a praise the Lord. But if we're all yet seeking our own, we're all yet looking to justify ourselves or for us to be exalted, man, you can just cast that all out the window because that's all about you. It's not all about Him. And it's not about loving your brother. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He will give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another, that ye love one another. Once again, he's highlighting that point that you what? Love one another. Love one another. And I know I've talked about times past is why would the Lord bring anybody here to be ministered His love if we can't love one another right here? How are we going to be able to love one of somebody else outside of the fellowship or outside of the body if we can't love one another right here? It's not going to happen. We're fooling ourselves. Now, the Lord is well able to do anything. And I know that, for an example, I know Scott and Gail, one of the testimonies was during that time in Vermont, that they would came and what they saw was a love one for another right there in that body. And that was the thing that witnessed unto them. But you also heard in that time of how much turmoil they had. And what happened was that the Lord allowed that cloud to come above their faces there. And then they saw through the cloud. They saw what Jesus saw. I mean, praise God. And praise the Lord. But if you come to that truth and ask yourself, man, and it comes down to a simple thing. I mean, it comes down to a simple choice that you make. You choose it. You choose it. And it's when you choose the Lord and you choose to prefer somebody over yourself. Look, man, He's the one that gives you that love to love the next person with. He's the one. And when we can come to that place where we're truly loving one another with that agape love, when we can come to that place, then it's when we can actually start operating like a body. We can start operating. We can start moving forward. We can start ministering that gospel and that love that He's given to us unto others that come abroad, that come about. It's in that place. Where the Lord can really start moving. And it all comes down to a personal choice. It really does. It really does. That's what it comes about down to. So as we go forward, I want you to think on these things. I really do. Maybe read John chapter 15, 16, and even 17. read those things. You're talking about the word about prayer. Let's lift each other up. All right? Let's lift this whole body up. Let's lift one another's up. Because we all have our struggles. We all have our wrestlings. We all have all these things. Man, let's lift each other up unto the Lord. Because He's good. Let's put on that mind of Christ. Let's let that love of God rule in our hearts. Let's be mindful of those things. Let's be mindful of one another. Let's seek Him out in the midst of all this. And that's all I got for today.